What is going on, guys? Welcome back to the Chewing Up Podcast. I am back. The thing is back. He's back. Oh, my God.
You're welcome, America.
I tried so hard to wash my car. They waited.
Not hard enough.
But today, if you're watching right now, you see stuff on our table. It's going to get delicious today, guys.
Yeah. Some good stuff.
It's some good stuff today.
It's already delicious.
Oh, my God. Look at this. Look. It's like, I just want to squeeze it.
It's so fluffy.
It's going to be so awesome, man. You got some great guests with us today. First of all, I want to say thank you to Alfresco. I was a taste testing empanada judge, bro.
You were one of the empanada judges. How'd it go?
It was good. I ran off with all the empanadas. I did not judge, and I ran.
You're the empanada burger.
I'm the empanada burger. But it was a great turnout, guys. It was a lot of fun. First, I want to say thank you to Michelle for inviting me out there. And I know October's running around. I know they're going to have the next one is a pie contest, I think.
Yeah. You're not going to be a judge for that.
Oh, I'm going to be a judge for that.
They'll judge you.
They'll judge me.
They'll judge you.
But everybody won't be a judge for it.
Yeah.
But, guys, enough about what happened last week, guys. We're in a brand new week. We're with, if I still pronounce this correct.
Who's that voice that we heard right now in the introduction?
I don't know. Who was that?
That?
Oh, we have a live audience today.
Oh, shit.
We have a live audience. Let it roar, guys. There you go. It's just one guy. It's all good. We're all good. But today we got Milos. Why say Milos? You're right about the Mexican thing. Milos Kettle Corn. Kettle Corn. No, I'm joking. Kettle Corn with us today, man. And this is going to be a treat. What's going on? Welcome to the podcast,
guys.
Jesus.
Thank you, guys.
Oh, gosh, dude.
No, thank you.
No, thank you.
God bless you.
And good night. No, this is awesome. My brother and I, last week, during a Fresco, we were walking around, and we saw your tent, bro, and it was rocking left and right, man.
You got swung at a couple of times.
Yes, I did. I think my mom was a piece of bag of popcorn.
Yeah.
But it was...
Everybody's trying to grab their bag.
Someone tried to grab a bag and grab my arm. But
took your life.
It almost took my life. But these popcorn bags, man. I'm going to be honest with you. The first time I came across your product was my good buddy, Jesse. Big shout out to Jesse from my workplace. Bought some. He asked me, "You want to taste this, bro?" And I tasted it. And it was the street corn popcorn. It had
roasted corn.
There you go.
That's some good stuff right there, man.
That just tastes
like the flavor of, like, you get the mayonnaise, the butter, the chilito, the lime coming together. It just tastes like the corn.
Yeah.
You know, first time I had it, when I found it, I was just like, it tasted, you know how you're chewing on the actual, juice in the middle?
Yes.
That's what it reminded me of. I was like, what? And I said, I had to go throw it out of my popcorn. It's good.
And the thing is, bro, is that, it was, you know, I've growing up, my mom and Quest can account for this. My mom was like a hardcore popcorn maker, man. And she would make her popcorn. It was to die for. Yeah, her popcorn was the best. It went to the movies. Mom's popcorn is the best. And the thing is that eating it through the years, you know, just regular popcorn, you know,
yeah.
You never really tasted. I don't know if it's going to make any sense. The actual corn flavor, you know?
Right, because it's always butter or
salt.
Yeah,
right. But tasting that street, that roasted corn popcorn that you make, dude, I'm like, holy moly, get out of here.
It changed your life.
It changed my life. It's like it was a part of my mouth and everybody was invited. Jeez, it's so good. But enough about that. Let's get to know you guys a little bit better, man. Tell us a little bit about yourself.
Introduce
yourselves.
How you doing, guys? We're Milos Kettle Corn, my wife Alex, and my name is Elude. We're from Progreso, guys, and Milos Kettle Corn here, guys.
Yeah. So where I'm originally from, born and raised in Progreso.
Yeah, I'm born and raised in Progreso, and that's where we live in Progreso, and my wife comes from Mercedes.
I'm on those shoes.
Mercedes Tigers. I'm Mercedes Tigers.
Mercedes Tigers, un mighty red ant. My Corpus Christi fan in Ombe, every time they come out, they do you think you can score me a Progreso red amp shirt? I go, what? I go, are you serious? Hey, bro, I love the mascot, bro. Yeah, every single
time
they
come
down.
You know how that came out to be? About how our mascot came out to be the Rednecks?
Right. What? Give us the history.
Well, the little history behind it, it was the principal teacher, Dorothy Thompson, right?
Uh-huh.
And so they were playing Little League with Little League baseball.
Mm-hmm.
And they were out there in Progreso and stuff like that. And it was a hot day and stuff. And And they asked, like, hey, so what's your mascot? And she's like, so as soon as she looked down, first thing she saw was an ant pile, the red ants. Uh-huh. And she goes, red ants. And that's how it stayed.
Mama, yeah. So
she saw it. She improvised. She looked at the ground. She, you know, she saw an animal and called it red ants. And go. That's how it stayed. So the mighty red ants.
There you go. Wow. Oh, we got our first comment already from Kathy Stark Keys. Say 956 is great. Yes, it is. Yes. Yes, it is. Thanks
for watching. Thank you for noticing a little bit.
Yeah. 956.
So let's talk about, first of all, you grew up here in Progreso.
Yeah.
And you're from Mercedes.
Well, no.
Where are you
from? I'm from Edinburgh.
I'm on no.
So, okay. Yeah, she was raised in Edinburgh.
We met in Mercedes.
Oh, okay. Well, give us a little backstory. How did you two lovebirds get to know each other?
Funny story.
Did you have popcorn?
She was a manager there at the big and tall store here at the casual mill there in Mercedes at the outlets.
Okay.
Right. She was there, and so I went to go buy some clothes and stuff, and because I can't get clothes in just the regular stores, right? So then I had to go there, so got to talking to her and stuff like that, and that's how it started.
Man.
Nice.
Yeah, going that's the best decision that, ever made.
That's,
you know,
that's my that number. That's my man right there.
My husband walked in.
I'm a walking out. No, well, that's cool, man. That's awesome. How many years, man?
8 years now.
Hey, congratulations, man. 8 years in there. Good job. So let's start getting the nitty-gritty about this popcorn, man.
How did the popcorn business
start? Yeah, how did it start?
The popcorn business is something that I've kind of like always wanted to do when I was living in San Antonio. Mm-hmm. And then it was in December because in Freddysburg, they have this craft show. It's pretty big in Freddysburg. And I was I went out there, and then they said, hey, we got to go get kettle corn. Mm-hmm. So, and I was like, what's kettle corn? Because down here in the valley, years ago, it was very popular, you know.
Exactly.
And so we were there. We take a corner of this place, and I see, man, it's about 100 people deep. And I'm like, you serious? So, okay. So it's moving pretty fast. And we're there just standing there. I'm like, okay. And I was like, for popcorn? And I'm like, what? So I kept on walking, and the line's like just moving and moving.
There better be a president about this bag.
Kettle corn, man.
Ooh.
I fell in love with it, which is the sweet and salty. It's just sugar and salt.
Right, right.
And ever since, it's just, you know, that sweet, that crunchiness that you get with it and stuff.
Yeah,
and
So
at the time I was living in San Antonio, it just stuck to me. Like, I wanted to do it. So, like, I work in sales at the time. You know, I've always worked in sales.
Mm-hmm.
So long story short, I just told my wife a year and a half ago where I think we're going to be at, what, almost 2 years now?
Yes.
It was in April.
Uh-huh.
I think in April, that's when we've made a year now. And then I'm like, babe, I want to do something different and stuff like that. And I'm like, you know what? I said, I want to try it. And she goes, and she supported me. And I was like, I went and I called, and I was like, I found out about it and stuff. And I'm like, well, do you know how to make kettle corn? I said, nope. And I was like, you know what? So anyways, I got it financed and whatever. And I was like, babe, I just bought the whole system. I said, what do you mean? I said, yeah, but she high-fived me. I'm like, let's go with it. So like before, we're like a month before I got all my stuff, man, that's all I did, watch YouTube and stuff. And then I said to myself, worst thing that can happen is I can burn a batch and then, you know, make another one. Thank God I've not burned a batch, and we've been popping.
That's ever awesome, since, man.
I said, you know,
hopefully you never do.
I started with just the sweet and salty and caramel, and then it just evolved to a little bit more. And then I had like a watermelon, plain, you know, just simple. And then one of my nieces told me, hey, tío, how come you don't do like the tajin, how we eat watermelon here? Because we all add tajin to the watermelon.
Right.
I said, you know, at the time that we were there at the house popping, I had a little bottle of the tajin.
Mm-hmm.
So we went over there and sprinkled it. And we're like, wait a minute, some good stuff.
Yeah.
So we ran with that flavor, man. People love watermelon, the watermelon flavor.
Uh-huh.
That's really, really good, man.
That's awesome. That's
how we evolved to doing different flavors. Now we're at 15 flavors.
No,
it's pretty cool. And like I said, that watermelon tajin, and then the one you got over there in the front with you is my Piccadilly.
Okay.
So the Piccadilly right there on that one, I got the flavor of like the raspa, and I really like that one because I just, you know, I'm kind of like my own little mad scientist. I'm trying to figure out little flavors, see what people are going to like. you know, not everything that I like, you're going to like, you know, but I think I have a fan for everyone.
But the Piccadilly is a good choice.
I like it. I think I like it. You should open and try it.
We're going to get there.
If I wasn't sure I was going to lose a finger, I would.
You got some comments coming. I got Kathy that lost the volume. I think we might have gotten it back. Thank you for letting us know, Kathy. We got El Cacahuate del Valle. Ya caíste, bro. I see that you're losing weight. Nah, I forgot to put up my pinche vato. Oh, this was for you, Chu. He says, I can smell the fake lay all the way over here in far. No, hombre. Hey, cacahuate, let you know, you're lucky they don't pop cacahuates. You've been right here in the bag. You're small enough to fit. Big shout out also to Vivian, what's that called? Cuevas. It's a fruity pebble flavor is the best. I take it she's a big time customer. And also got Mr. Crazy Eyes himself from Music Beyond right there. He said, much love. What's going on, man?
What's going on, dude?
You got a big fan base, man. You got a following.
We've been working at it. You know, just, you know, keep our customers happy. That's number one.
Apparently, it's going really well because, like you said, at Fresco, you had a crowd show up for your
We have a lot of followers now.
Yeah. And somebody already commented, Nancy, Katna said, watermelon tajin. Oh, my God. Watermelon tajin. But, yeah, so we have these bad boys here. I know we'll open this one last, if we can open this.
Yeah, fun? You can open all of them. We can taste them. I want you to taste them and then
don't see that, dude.
We already bought them. Dude.
For this one, I'm probably going to buy this
you
one.
Should,
too,
like that one, that green, right there, the green one in caramel.
Let's try that. The caramel Grammy Smith apple. Like I'm not going to open it for you. Open it for you. But so let's talk about this one. I know Mr. Forkin himself talked about this one when he was here.
Yes.
Quez and I did the interview with him, right, Quez? We did the interview with him, and he was telling us that this was a combination that he really did like. Gee, I can't open this thing, dude.
It's very well sealed.
So it's sealed, it's heat sealed, and then it's got the zipper on it, so.
Nothing.
It's childproof.
Yes, apparently it is.
Apparently it is.
All right, big child.
There you go.
So we can do one green, one brown. Which is your caramel and that one? It's a combination on that one. Take one of each.
One of each.
Okay. Caramel brown. Let's check this
one
out.
One green, one brown.
Holy moly.
That is your caramel.
Oh, wow. Good. That is good, man.
Like a caramel Granny Smith apple. Really that's for the green apple and caramel.
Wow, bro.
Yeah, let me put that.
That is literally a candy apple.
Yeah, it is. QR code, guys. You want it? I know one of my buddies was supposed to come by the podcast, Ro from
Beefy
Boy Brothers, Triple B. He was like, dude, does he have a storefront? Can I go and buy it?
I don't have a storefront right now, and it's something maybe, but I do different markets around the valley. Like every Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, I do different markets. I go to McAllen, I go to Harlingen sometimes. Mm-hmm. We're here in Westaco, so it just depends how we move around.
It's kind of like a pop-up.
We do the pop-up markets.
Okay.
You know, it's if you want popcorn, you can go pick it up at my house, but call me and, you know, I'll have it ready for you, and that's more mainly.
Yeah.
You mentioned a customer showed up to your house.
I owe her that, you know.
Like,
I'm going to give her
an
extra
free
bag.
Because
I told her I was going to make it. I just didn't have a chance to make my caramel espresso. That's another cool flavor too, man.
I know you have that one there, but – this was really good. It like Forkin said, it had a unique flavor to it.
Yeah,
that was like if it was actually eating a candy apple itself.
Yeah, because it's not overly sweet. You still get the popcorn flavor.
Exactly,
and what helps here, it's the salt that marries all these flavors.
Yeah,
it marries that green apple and with the caramel. When it marries together, it's just like.
So when you're making the popcorn itself, it's like an art form for you now, what you're doing. It's your signature, pretty much.
Yeah, you got to watch everything. Everything, it's like it's sensitive. Popcorn, it's the sense of humidity.
Right.
Here's super high. You got to, you know, just got to watch it, you know, and just take care of it. You know, it's just the popcorn when it's popped. By the time I bag it, it could be about 7 to 8 minutes. I'm after it and make sure I cool it down and close it, because again, you got it's sensitive, and I'm
and I can see your wife's face. He goes, man, he's very passionate about it.
Yeah, he can talk forever about it. And let me tell you, he takes care of his bags a lot. Like even when we go to pop-up markets, when he bought his trailer, he made sure he got a mini split for it, because that popcorn is going to stay fresh till it's ready to come out.
Wow.
So we carry it in our
bring our popcorn out till it's already time for the market to open.
I got you.
Because we try to keep everything nice and cool and fresh, because we don't want it to get ugly or anything with the heat here is bad.
Right.
Especially the summer when you're doing like 105, 102. Back with it's killing you. But you know what? And that's why I have fans. Make sure I go the extra mile to give you the freshest
product. Well, yesterday, that day of Fresco was the test because it had just rained and it got humid.
It was.
I think I lost like 10 pounds just walking around.
Walking around.
It's a good thing you had all those empanadas.
Yeah, I know, to fill me back up.
Because
back up. Yeah, no kidding. But yeah, it was super hot. But yeah, when you got to your tent, it was kind of cool. You know, you can see the fans were blowing in there, and there were a lot of tents that had their fans going because everybody was sweating, bro.
Yeah.
There was a sweat fest on that Thursday.
We got complimented a lot. Since you weren't, you know, I make my area to invite people in.
Yes.
Shake your shop. And that's why I have it against the walls for you to cool down for a minute.
Yeah.
Because, you know, people just like to walk in there and make it inviting and cool down for a minute. So that helps a little bit.
Has anybody else approached if, like, any store fronts that are like somebody that owns a mom and pop shop ever come up to you and say, hey, man, would you like to sell your
popcorn? Yeah. I did it a couple of times. And then, but I've gotten busy with a lot with the fundraisers.
Uh-huh.
So I got to get back to that again. But right now we've been doing a lot of fundraisers with the schools and it's
been
good.
Let's talk about that.
We do fundraisers. One of my latest biggest fundraiser that I've done this season was Zapata. They made 2,056 bags.
Wow.
It was awesome. You know, and then it's just a small group, about 120 kids. Wow. They really hammered it down that, you know, they wanted, and they raised a good amount of money. So it's which is real cool.
Right.
And I've been working, like, I'm working with San Benito, we're working with Donna, and then we're doing other bigger schools and stuff like that. Mm-hmm. So, yeah, I do a lot here with Westaco too.
That's awesome. That's awesome.
That's amazing. That's great.
That's awesome, man. Especially when you get something, especially you get the kids involved, man. You know, popcorn goes a long way.
Yeah.
It goes a long way no matter what, but the flavors.
Popcorn and sweet stuff?
Yeah.
For sure.
Especially you have combinations like the way he has.
Yeah.
That's even a great taste.
The different stuff that, like, you know, normally don't find it anywhere. Like, you know, we're unique. Like, I'm unique. You know, it's just like you don't find it. You know, you go to the fair, you'll find your sweet and salty, you find your caramel.
Right.
Yes.
Right,
I'm going against the grain. You know, usually the popcorn's done on site. I'm bagging it, but I'm bringing you a rainbow of flavors. Like, it's just, I want to wow you with my flavors. Every single one that I have, it's unique, and I want you to have an experience.
Right.
So it's like I have the red Takis, I have blue Takis. Also have the 956, which is kind of this one right here. It's dill pickle and red Takis. This is what you call the 956, which is, you know, the dill pickle flavor with red Takis.
Yes.
So it's vinegary, hot, salty, like everything comes together.
Everything.
And this one.
I mean, kids love it.
I will quote my Uncle Rene, "Caíte shut up, scare me one time."
Here you go, guys. Let's open this one. Oh, watch out, do you see that, bro? Go catch, go cowboys. Studio audience, you want a little bit? Studio audience, come on over. Come on over, grab a tongue. This is a, that's my 956 dill pickle and takis, man. Oh my god, you want two dill pickles and one red. So it's already open. So just hit the zipper.
Yeah, as you can see, there is a suspicious hand coming into the film case there. No, it's not a combination of for Wednesday that's coming up in Netflix. No, this is Quiz's arm walking in.
Quiz.
Nobody can't open this thing. You see,
I thought he already opened it.
He did open it. It's
just took the top the seal off, and then you just kind of.
This is kid proof, dude. Mom, can you come help? No.
Oh God, it'll never happen.
We're not going to taste it.
We're not going to taste it.
Like, do this number like this. And you just kind of like use your thumbs and just pop it open.
Okay. You heard him. Use your thumbs and just pop it open. Use it up. Man, this is going to take, I think it's going
to
take the whole hour.
Pass it to me. I'll open for you real quick.
Let a professional do it, Quiz. Let a professional do it. Look at that. Look.
Just pull it apart.
Look at that. Oh, man. Well, I feel stupid now.
What? That's it. So anyway, so go with two whites, one red, and see. Oh, that's God. The flavor of the 956.
Get over here.
See you later.
Oh my gosh, you watch. And this is the 956.
The 956. So the combination of this flavor is two whites to one red, and that's the flavor that I shoot for. That, you know, and as you're going, you know, eating that dill pickle, and then it just mixes in there, and then you get little bits of.
Wow.
Different, right? How yeah. it's just you got the dill pickle with the takis that mix.
How much is that?
It's all yours. 3 for 20. Right? 3 for 20.
Yeah, damn, this thing right here. This thing right. Okay, it's gone. All right.
That's what I like. Sold! I see the kids, first thing, their mouth is all full, and they go, thumbs up. That's awesome.
Yeah.
That is literally takis.
Yeah, it is, man. It's really, really good. And it gets me anxious. I mean, and when you come up with these flavors, I mean, I'm pretty sure you're constantly experimenting
yeah.
on different flavors. Mm-hmm. Now, my question is, who's the guinea pig? Who's the guinea pig? Who's the guinea pig?
Actually, you know, I have
Alex,
a team.
You haven't said anything.
Alex hasn't said anything. So I'm taking Alex as a taste tester.
Yes, I am. I approve.
So everything. So we do it as a team collectively. You know, I have a group of ladies that help me out.
Right.
And so I come up with this. And usually if it passes the second stage, I'll bring it to her. But they shoot me down like, with no, we don't like this. We don't like that. Or tweak it here. Let's do it. So we all just collectively, you know, I come up with something and then I put it together and right. just give it to them. And they're like, well, it's too salty. It's too hot. It's just right. not enough. So we just work with it. And I kind of just make my own recipes. And I just kind of, mm-hmm. and then build it up from there, you know. It's
right.
like
right.
the one that I wanted to do today. I don't know if it comes through today, but I think I wanted to do jalapeno popper, man.
Oh my God.
I get this
you know, hey, so what does a jalapeno popper has? Jalapenos, bacon, and cheese.
Yes.
Okay, that's the audience.
That was the sentence that I got to work with. That's what I have in my hands. I just got to
The audience is getting anxious out there.
I have it there, man. I just got to wrap it together to our work. It just comes in right.
We have people in the audience having heart attacks right now about why wasn't this brought?
Yeah, so I got that one when I heard it, and I was like, well, maybe it sounds right. And so I think I just said, that's what I wanted to bring to y'all. But, you know, we're still going to tweak it. We're going to come back again.
You don't need to explain anything.
There's two other podcasts here in this studio. So I'll make sure to pass you along. We're going to pass you around now, you know, around here so you can bring all the popcorn you want.
I was thinking, too, like when he was explaining everything, like, I'm sure everyone has bought those bags of corn that they sell, like in front of the stores whenever they're running it.
Right.
Like, we're collecting money for, you know,
right,
this
right,
or that.
Right.
I bought those before. I enjoyed them, but like they're usually not available anywhere. You know,
right.
not even the stores. And like,
right.
knowing that these are available, like, I may just those people make that a look.
I don't know. Here's also another thing on top of that. Wessex, all the school districts, I understand. Please understand, and I apologize for what I'm about to say. I do understand that you are doing the popcorn thing right now. But, brother, I'm telling you something right now. I'm telling you right now. I think they cornered the market here in the RGB.
We hope so. You know, shop small, shop local.
Yeah, man. It's great popcorn.
This is for $3? This is a deal.
$3?
$3?
Wait a minute.
Are you just changing my price?
Whoa, man. What's up with you? I'm taking everything.
Oh, shit. We got 1,000 followers now. I believe it's $8.
Yeah, you know, actually, they're $10. With me, you have to find me to go pay $8, okay?
Uh-huh.
So the bags go for $10 for the fundraising. And so here, when it goes for $10, we actually split the profit 50-50.
Oh,
so you make, you know, $4 at each bag, and that's how we do the fundraisers with the schools.
That's awesome.
Oh,
that's awesome, man.
That's great.
That's all the work for them. All you do is collect the orders, collect the money, and submit it, and I'll do all the work for you and just deliver it to you. And then,
that is,
you know,
nice.
So,
okay.
But for our markets, they are $8 or 3 for $20.
Yeah. Yeah, it's so there. It's
check this one out. Yeah, you can open them all, man. Grab any of them.
There's a lot more cheese. In
don't
them.
You dare!
Don't
Wes,
no,
Wes,
no,
no,
no!
You
no,
should have
no,
never
no.
said that.
It's me, good girl. I got to
go. Here, check this one out. This I think I like this
oh
one too.
Oh my God!
This one's another good one.
Oh my God!
When he says, it's a, check it out. This is what's so awesome. He says it's a good one, and you know what? I believe him.
Yes.
You know why? Because he got some automatically for himself. As soon as he opened it.
Good.
You know it's a good one.
It's a good
one. And this is which is this one?
Oh, taste it. I want you to taste it first.
Any way?
Oh, my God. I already read what it is.
Holy moly, I'm gonna freak here. Hold on. Let me see.
So yeah, you get your chamoy and then the pineapple.
Pineapple and chamoy, bro. Wow.
So what reminds you with that? It's that.
Wow.
It's that, that little the piña loca.
Yes. Like yes. That.
Okay. When you get piña, I tasted it.
Yeah.
So now that's you smell awesome. Flavor. good stuff, right? And so that's your.
Are you right grooming there. Us right now, dude?
Because it's working, sir.
So that's my piña chamoy, man. That's another really good one too. That is people so really good. Like on that one. That's awesome. A cool flavor, man.
That is awesome, man.
I keep, let me just give you another one real quick. That people really like. I don't even know what to say, man.
Oh, I got a peacock saying here.
What
Quest T L S. I don't know what the hell that means, but okay. That is a sicko. I was trying to say. Oh my god. Oh, by the way, I'm sorry. We can't curse in this podcast.
You can't.
Ms. Adams, like, what is going on here? Oh, my God. Sorry. I thought this was a professional thing.
Oh, it's my favorite.
Oh, here's another one. So far that we know is the favorites of the people here.
Taste it.
Like, is piña and chamoy. That's the one. This is one of the top ones.
Grab a handful, guys. That's something that bien yummy. So. Okay, that's like a giant, crunchy marshmallow, fruity pebbles flavor, man.
Fruity pebbles.
It yep, does smell like fruity. It smells like cereal.
Oh, it does smell like cereal, man.
Pásame la leche, pa. Pásame la leche.
Let me see here.
Oh my god.
Wow.
It's good, right?
Bro? That is fruity pebble.
Fruity pebble, right there. I don't, bro. If you're watching. You're missing out.
He's missing out. You're missing out. I'll make sure I leave him a bag.
I tell you right now.
You are not.
I got actual people asking for flavors. You got here Peacock asking what Pop Rocks.
Pop Rocks is something we can probably work with.
Here we go.
It's just ideas, you know, as long as.
Pop Rocks and call that one the Chew a New Flavor, buddy.
Absolutely.
There you go.
If I can marry those flavors out together.
I was hoping for Dr. Pepper and chips.
No, screw that. Dr. Pepper and chips. Pop Rocks. You know why? Because it'll pop in your mouth, baby. You know you like that.
We're getting canceled.
Yeah, we're getting canceled. And there goes all our sponsors.
There goes all our sponsors.
Yeah, so far. They're all, dude, these are amazing.
They're pretty good.
These are freaking amazing.
Take my money.
I don't have enough.
You're doing this dirty,
dude. Come on, man.
But everything's kettle corn. Everything's a different flavor. Every single one is different.
Stretch your thighs, here I come.
Here we go. Tomorrow we're going to the gym. For today, we're going to enjoy this. Here you go.
So I can't even spell gym.
We're going to do one and one. Okay?
I can't even hear gym.
So take. So this is this little dark
caramel?
One. Yeah.
Oh, this is the one. This,
yeah, no, this is the one I want to show you.
The coffee
lady that came by.
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah. Okay. So this is your caramel espresso. So this dark one right here is chocolate coffee.
All right.
Here. And then you get your caramel, but you put them together.
Let me zoom that in right there. Go ahead.
So you marry both flavors together like this one. I don't know if you can get close to it. You know, see this real quick. Yeah. So you're looking your caramel and stuff.
Yeah, here you go. Just like that.
Wow.
Yeah.
Well, you got half.
I got half.
I pronounce your man in what?
The duckies.
Oh, man.
So the more you start, you know, like you get your coffee more in there and stuff
man,
like that.
That's
so
good.
That is your caramel espresso.
Mm. And you get that little salty taste at the end of it.
Stop it.
Oh, I got Jesse Salcedo saying, where do I buy?
Well, Saturday we're going to be North Edinburgh. Well, yeah, we're going to be on, which is actually 107 and 10th Street on the Edinburgh side.
Right there, man. You want to hit that link right there, got a QR code. Scan it. Please scan it, guys. Scan it. Find out all the information. You want to reach out to him. He will, if you want a flavor that he has, he will hit you up ASAP. You'll have to meet him halfway.
Yes.
You have to meet him halfway, dude.
You have to meet him.
Okay, you have to meet him halfway.
Open. I want you to taste it.
Like you said, you can meet him at his house, or you can.
Oh, it's another one.
Yeah, they're all different.
Every slice.
Yes,
them.
Yes.
Yeah,
open it.
Do you do delivery for that, or do they meet you somewhere?
No, well, they can do pickup. You know, just give me send me a message what you need, and then give me a time. Hey, I'll see you at 5:36 or whatever, and then we can.
He is located in Progreso, correct?
Yes. Send me a message, and then
I would say center base would probably be Westlake, Donna, or Mercedes. In that region area, right? More or less?
Yeah, but it's in Progreso.
There you go. And here's another one right here from Laura. Very proud of my uncle. Oh, there you go.
Thank you, Mama.
There you go. Thank you. And what's that? Hello. Bring me some popcorn when you get home. Okay.
They have all the popcorn they can.
And I got some more comments coming. Actually, no lie, I think my mom came home with 2 bags of this. I ate those bags in less than a day. Yes. And I got another one here. Wow. Piña chamoy is my favorite. Yeah. Is that the
this is legend.
This is the one I want, right? Or is the one?
No.
I can't have this. I can't eat this. I'm pretty sure it tastes very good. Only reason why I won't taste it, guys, because unfortunately the wife is allergic to watermelon.
Oh.
So if I demand to kiss my wife every day, I cannot eat this. True, you can have mine if you want. Yeah. How is it? By any way,
this is watermelon.
Really?
Yeah. Really? Watermelon tahini.
Oh, wow. I'm jealous of you.
Oh, man. That is like the watermelon is just like there right there.
And I got to you. I'm from Westlake. Come by my house. I'm on my way home. South Texas. LOL. Oh, my gosh. Wow. Yeah, but these are amazing flavors. We are 32 minutes into the podcast, guys.
We're doing a podcast?
Wait a minute. We're live? Holy shit. But we're going to take a quick time out, go over some of our sponsors here. A big shout out. They're the one paying the bills here, so we got to give them back shout out. Big shout out to Rabbit Hole, located in Palmview, Texas, north of La Homa Road. Area code 956-599-0103. Guys, if you're looking for liquor, smoke, Tattoo products,
yes.
And also, this is going to be embarrassing because these guys, the first time podcast, oh my God, where do we come? Adult novelties.
Adult novelties. That's the word we're using, adult novelties.
Why are you typing this in?
I'm about to get my popcorn.
He's getting the QR code.
He's giving that code. Let's go. Look them up. I know they are closing soon at the end of the year.
Going out of business sales. They've got some great deals.
Great deals coming down. I know she'll be reopening up another business after that. Yes. She hasn't hit me up yet. Let me know what's going to happen there. But you get a chance, reach out to her. She got some great deals. Yeah, let her know Chewing you sent you.
When you do, we have a popcorn connection.
I know. We have a popcorn connection. You might want to get hooked up there. Another big shout out to Anoda's Construction. These guys are amazing. Craftsmanship when it comes to residential or commercial renovations. Guys, give these guys a call, 956-363-7195. If you're looking for a good price, someone to give you a great deal, give these guys a call. A great, great people, man.
Honest and dependable.
Honest and dependable. Absolutely. And great guys. Also, big shout out to Buzz Bull Creamery down the street.
Doing the Lord's work.
Down by the river. No, 529 South Texas Boulevard, Westville, Texas. Phone number 956-998-2541. Talk to Biddy when you get there. If you've never had infused ice cream with liquor, bro, you're not living.
You're
not
out.
Living. You have yet to experience that. Business is booming for her. I'm so happy for her, man. It's going great.
It is jumping over there.
We dropped by Quez, I believe, on Fresco.
During the Fresco.
They were jam-packed. And it's awesome to see local businesses have people in their businesses, you know?
Succeeding.
They're succeeding big time. And for her to open up this business she did and being something totally brand new to the RGB.
Yes.
People are coming out of left to right. And the 956 Ghostbusters, I believe we're going to do something with this month. It's coming up for October. Stay tuned for that. Oh, by the way, they will be here again on the True New Podcast on the 29th of October. They will be here. So this is good. Just to let you know, we're starting to have people come into the studio to enjoy the live interviews. So if you want to be part of our little audience, hit us up and we'll let you know what schedules and when we're full and we're not. But big shout out to Biddy, man. Infused buzz the ice cream, non-buzz for the kids.
Absolutely.
And go out there and just let them know Chewing New sent you. Another great sponsor, Lalo, out in Edinburgh, Texas, 521 South Clausen Business Avenue, Unit B, Edinburgh, Texas. Phone number 956-215-6254. Press Start Gaming. They sell, buy, trade, repair video game systems.
Yes.
These guys are great. Good friend of ours. Good friend of the podcast. He did an interview with me with, I believe it was with Pete Capella, the voice actor of Silver Sonic.
That's right.
Silver Sonic. Mm-hmm. Great guy, man. Lalo's a great guy. Give him a call if you have any questions about trading or buying or your system repaired. And another great sponsor to the new podcast. Last but not least, Triple J Plumbing. Guys, I've been getting calls from Triple J. First of all, just let them know, give Juan a call at 956-854-9622 or Jerry at 956-478-5316. They do residential plumbing. Guys, they are not Magic Mike dancers, guys. Just because they put a commercial out there doesn't mean they literally laid down the pipe, you know? Okay? They go out there and repair plumbing. But they've been getting out.
These poor guys.
These poor guys.
They just want work.
But it's flattering. But to them it is. But they've been getting phone calls. And I believe one of the gentlemen that called them, he goes, I need help with some plumbing in my house, but please come with your clothes on. We don't want any of that in our house. But total different plumbing, guys. Ladies, don't get discouraged. But it's a good thing
we're making that abundantly clear.
Yes. Licensed plumbers, give these guys a call. Great sponsor of the TuneIn Podcast. They're locked in with us for a whole year. That is so awesome for the commitment. Thank you so much, guys. And that's our sponsors for the TuneIn Podcast for this episode.
Keeping the lights on and keeping us in popcorn.
Keeping us in popcorn heaven. Oh, that's so fluffy. It's so good. But coming back to the popcorn itself, guys, I know we have a Halloween one right here called Monster Mash.
Monster Mash, yeah. That's another good one. That'll be here to the end of October.
Ooh,
okay. I'm ready for this.
Open it. Just one guy out there.
Open it. Okay, I'll open it.
Now, the making of this one itself, what was the plan? I mean, was something for just Halloween?
It's just for Halloween. The flavors that come together, and that one, that's pretty unique flavor that you're going to have. You just got to experience it. It's got green apple, cherry, it's got orange, vanilla, and then your grape in there. So try
orange, vanilla.
Yeah,
a little bit of everything, pretty much.
So try one color of each and then put it, or just grab a handful and just try it.
Throw it in your hand.
Just pop it all together. You get the vanilla, you get the orange.
A link from my bank account, just switch.
Sure.
When I get paid,
automatic shipping
can automatically link to you, you know, and just process back in California. <That's true. laughs> Didn't we have a carpet? No, but we got a lot of popcorn. A lot of popcorn, baby.
Yeah, so you get your green apple, your grape, your cherry, and put them all together in that
Which
one.
Really
that's
really good.
Clear in that one, those four.
And this is, I mean, hard to hear. This is the October.
That's what.
Is this going to be a limited time, guys? Right here, you might want to go out. I think Fresco is going to be October 17th. 17th. He's going to be in town, I'm pretty sure.
Yep, we're going to be there.
You want to come out and Hopefully. Get your taste on this bad boy, because man, this is really, really good. Man, we're flooded with popcorn.
You're flooded. I still got another 10 more flavors to get.
We're good, man.
Keep going.
No sharing. My wife, I want all the popcorn. No sharing. Yes, baby. Everything's coming home. Don't worry.
Fuck no, Wally.
We're putting our son's college fund into this. She said, these are all mine.
Well, I'm trying to claim all of them?
Yeah, she's getting claimed. I think you have to take off your leg this time for that one, buddy.
The leg's coming off.
But it's, I mean, amazing flavors, man.
Yeah.
Amazing flavors.
Absolutely.
So, I mean, now, here's a question for you. Just an idea. I mean, I'm pretty sure you're like miles ahead of me on this idea. Thanksgiving's coming up, you know. Of course, the regular sweet, salty can of corn is the one that sells a lot. I'm pretty sure that's the popcorn of the season, the seasoned popcorn for that.
Yeah, right? Sweet and salty.
Now, Christmas comes around. Are you looking to dip it into the peppermint?
You know, I'm going to explore into that one. I'm going to come up with something on that one, the peppermint,
oh,
for sure.
God.
But I just got to get it. I have a chance last year to do it. And peppermint's good.
And then that's what's so cool about having your own business, bro, and especially stuff like this. When it comes to like seasonal stuff, like 4th of July, New Year's, Valentine's Day.
For November, I'm going to throw it. I'm going to get rid of that one. And I'm going to bring in the churro flavor, like cinnamon. And
this one? Because, like, well, whatever you don't, you have leftovers, just send it over to the house.
I usually don't have leftovers. We have a point of it.
Just bring it in that box.
That's all
we
Hold on, man.
You got to work some overtime.
The box. There's even more flavors in there.
Yeah. Quiz.
Quit.
Behave yourself, dude.
Calm down, dude. Some good
stuff in there. In the words of Tiny Tim, God bless us, everyone.
So check it out. Like Quest looks like Cartman, you know, when he wins Kyle.
I think I'm missing another one in there. And
Quest is like Eric Cartman when he wins the bet against Kyle, gets all that money.
Red Takis?
Yeah, we had that one, dude.
The hop?
Yeah, the 956
and the 956.
Red Takis.
Oh, my gosh. And that one is...
And this one right now is my Fruit Loops strawberry banana and grape.
Okay, I'll take that one.
It tastes like the cereal. Tastes like the cereal.
And I'll take that one too. And I got other. Dude, you're getting ideas here. They go for so. Okay, here goes. So my bad. Passed it. Sorry. It says gingerbread for Christmas, not the gumdrop buttons. Okay, yeah, it's true. Not the gumdrop buttons. Yeah. some of that's got to come to my way somehow. Jesse, let me just tell you something, buddy. Hell no.
Lock the door. We're at DEFCON 3.
But no, oh, man.
Scan the QR code.
Yeah, let me give you the QR. Guys, I'm telling you, man. I mean, this is a great product. Like,
no, that is my link tree and is it my social media. The one that's on the bag, this one's not to pay. This one's like the social media handle and that one.
Right.
So it'll send you like when you scan the bag.
Right.
That one will send you to TikTok, Instagram, or Facebook. Right. And that one,
Okay. if they do want to reach out to you, like I am putting the QR code here, they can reach out to you. They want to buy this. Can they contact you through your Facebook?
TikTok? Facebook is the best one. You know, even Instagram. We get a lot on Instagram and then Facebook. So yeah. Anyhow, you can get to me Instagram or Facebook.
Right.
I do a lot more with
send Facebook. Send us a message if you do want to pick up. I mean, we do markets Saturday,
every weekend.
We're
working for the next 30 days, man. Straight.
Wow.
Nice.
Wow, that's awesome, bro.
Congratulations.
Congratulations, bro. That's an accomplishment, man.
That's amazing.
Yeah,
that's
we're booked out to the end of the year already. So I already got with fundraisers and the weekends, you know, since all these holidays are coming up.
Right.
And so we got a lot of invitations, you know, so we're going to do different events.
Also doing this project, I know you like a lot of food, what's called like the food trucks and all this to make preparation. You do get checked to go, hey, are you using the correct ingredients? You know, you're going by the bylaws, pretty much I want to say.
Absolutely. And I operate under the cottage law.
There you go.
I operate under the cottage law, and I mean, I do the right thing and everything, you know, just as long as it's everything sanitary, everything's correct.
Right.
You know, so I operate under the cottage law, and that's why I don't have a storefront for that
reason. Right.
Because if I do a storefront, then it just changes the whole concept of
exactly.
Yeah, okay. Yes, it does.
Exactly.
So that's why we operate again.
And I got a lot of Mendoza saying, don't forget the fundraisers. Thank you for helping us fund our student parent study room at the UTRGV.
Oh, yeah, man.
There you go. UTRGV. Yeah.
I called it Pan Am.
Hey, bro.
It's all good, baby. It's all good. Where is this graduated from? And that's how I remember Pan Am. But, you know, I know it's.
All I know, bro, I'm going to tell you right now, since you're doing this product, you got to jump on that wave. For when the Vaqueros come starting college games?
Actually, the coach got a we were doing a market at the 5x5 over here in Mission.
Okay.
I don't know if you've ever been out there.
Yes.
So we were there at the brewery, and I was with Jeremy. So we did that market, and this gentleman walks into my tent, and he starts tasting the popcorn and eating it, and he's there for a little while. Can I have that one? And he was like, I'll have some more. And that one, and for the minute. And then all I see is just a shirt, you know, just like the V for the Vaqueros, right? So I'm standing there, and I was like, kept on eating popcorn. And I'm like, who's this guy, right? So it's like,
who the hell is that?
So then he goes, like, let me have that. After he tasted a whole bunch of popcorns. And he took like six or eight bags. I can't remember, but I think at least six bags he took. And he goes, "You know who I am?" And I'm like, "Well, no, sir. I don't."
All the respect.
He goes, "Yeah." I'm like, "You know," and so he goes, "I'm the head coach for the Vaqueros." And then my eyes just went wide open. I'm like, "Okay, that's cool." And then he's like, "Can I have your business card?" And I'm like, "Here you go." And just, you know, before he even said finish saying business card, I was already, my hands was already out, right? So then he grabbed it. He goes, "You expect a call?" And I was like, "Nice." You know, so you never know, you know. And it comes back. It catches on.
There you go. He's like, "Chichi, hold on, that's my phone." "Hello, yes, Bill Gates.
I'm on my way."
Mama's happening.
Would be nice to do something with the Vaqueros.
That'd be awesome,
that
bro.
That would be.
So I want to do. I would, you know, I plan to buy seats. I want to do the tailgate. I want to support. It's the Valley. It's
us. Man. Yeah,
you know, it's just like San Antonio now has the Roadrunners. How now they have a following. That's what I want to do. Right. I want to do the tailgate parties. I want to go out there and just cheer for them. You know, it's the Valley. It's our. Yes. It's now. It's there. It's our raza. It's now
that's
here.
Right, man.
For
that's
us
right.
To shine. You know.
And I was actually thinking about that. You know, tasting all these different flavors like at a tailgate or. Even at a high school game, like selling these.
Crazy. I actually like, did the popcorn crazy. That I gave, she bought at the Mission Veterans football game last Friday. Huh? They got 100 bags. They sold by halftime. They were all gone.
I believe it. Yeah. I believe it.
Like, "Man, I should have gotten some more." You know, Miss Keys told me, "Man, I should have bought some more." So
well, that's the lady that was the very beginning of the show, man. She goes, "Oh yeah, great stuff." Great stuff. Yeah.
Was it like just a variety of flavors or once a few?
I flavors? Just gave her random flavors, and they all. She just sold all of it. You know,
really.
That's and crazy. So now I think we're doing again next week. I'm going to do another one with her. So and then they I just did with them they did like 900 bags too for Mission Veterans. I just dropped them off last week.
Awesome.
Yes. No, 2 weeks ago.
That's awesome. Yeah. That's awesome, man.
Putting the Takis one with the pickle flavor, like
that one
at like bars and shit.
Yes.
Like,
oh yeah.
It's like I need a beer now.
Yeah. No
that's
kidding, man.
No that's kidding. Like a, you know, with a broom, man. That's
on the where is it? This is right here.
Yeah, that one.
The nice Michilada. Yeah, good. Good up, bro. Michilada friends.
For those that are watching later on or listening to in the podcast, for the next Cowboy game, bro, or any football team you're watching on the weekend. Watch out.
This is right here. Six.
The 956 con una cervecita en el agua. This is the one you want.
Yep.
This is the one you want. And yes, Louie, big shout out to our number one fan, Mr. Louie. 3, 2, 1. Amma! What's up, Louie? Louie, you got to get some of his popcorn, bro. It's awesome, man.
Scan the QR code, Louie.
Yeah, and we got Miss Keys again. Says, "Love you, Milo." Yeah, here you go.
Thank you.
And got Peacock
thank
over
you,
here.
Thank you, guys.
Also, hit up all the band boosters, bro. That's what you need to do. But,
yeah. One of our podcasters, they have a show where they drink coffee and cheese, man.
Yeah.
This one right here, the
right
coffee
there,
flavor.
Yeah,
one.
The coffee flavor would be perfect.
Would be just a great
and
snack.
The gentleman who runs that podcast is Quez sitting out
Mr.
there.
Quez right
you
there.
Can catch their shows every Sunday night, I believe at 9 p.m. 9 p.m. on Facebook Live. Check them out. Hey, you might see the popcorn man there again, you know. And the,
matter of fact, I will buy this for the Cheese Man Girls.
Really?
Yeah, I'll buy it for them.
For the Cheese
Man
Girls?
For the Cheese Man, man.
Why not?
they get a little taste of it, they'll get hooked, and it'll be gone.
Yeah. Hey, the loaded bullshit. You have some bullshit popcorn there.
You know, and a lot of these fundraisers that I've gotten, and it's all been by word of mouth of recommendations from someone else, and they reach out to me. A lot of it, you know, I've done my, you know, gone to ask and stuff, but a lot of it I get reached out because, you know, I think I've done my homework, you know, up front that I deliver a great product to everyone. So
absolutely.
I think it's just one of those things. It's word of mouth. That's what helps. You know what I mean?
No doubt about
well,
that.
I know this episode is gonna skyrocket. as soon as it comes out on YouTube and people around. If you're not even from the state of Texas, I'm pretty sure you ship.
Yeah, we do ship. Also, my farthest one has been Washington and New York.
Well,
nice.
Get ready because you're about to send to the UK. You're probably sent to Italy. also, Germany, by the way, Belgium. Hello.
And actually, my popcorn is going to make it to Germany. One of my friends has her son stationed in Germany, and popcorn was going away.
There you go.
Oh,
there you go.
So,
there you go.
That's
awesome, man.
Wonderful.
But yeah, man, I mean, the flavors that you presented today, Jesus, it's just non-stop.
I mean, if you're a popcorn fanatic, if you like popcorn and try different stuff, different flavors, I mean, it's just different. You know, again, you have your sweet and salty, which is sugar and salt, and that's what starts off everything for me. And that's basic. The basic, you know, and that's how you explore different flavors. This is like the piña chamoy. That's another one that's really good.
The piña chamoy was surprising.
The 956 one was just out of the park.
So that, you know, they made it, that popcorn made it to Channel 4.
I
got interviewed also. It's Made in the 956.
Okay.
Yes.
So we got an interview with them and stuff like that. And they reached out one morning and I was like, this is Mia from Channel 4 News. You know, we would like to set up an interview. And I'm like, I told my wife, I'm like, what?
There you go.
So I'm like, sure. And then she called me and like, hey, your popcorn made it to the station. The producer got, the director got a hold of it, right? He goes, let's go see what this guy's about. And that's why I'm calling you.
There you go.
I'm like, sure, why not? It was a cool experience. So just being in front of the camera. And
that's awesome.
Just, you know, talking about the 956 and different flavors and stuff like that. And that was about 3 or 4 months ago.
Yeah.
Okay.
And that was cool. So,
And now you're getting people demanding the name of popcorns. I got Louis saying, make one called Ama Popcorn.
Ama. Hey, Louis, Ama está bien picosa.
Oh my gosh. Well, the last bag I have up here, I am a big, humongous Piccadilly freak. As far as raspas, you know, I'm a big raspa Piccadilly guy, man. Yep. Whether it's grape or cherry.
Right.
And the one I have here is the Piccadilly cherry and grape, which I don't even want to open or share. Oh,
it's unique flavor. It's just like, you know, once you grab it, like, it's just like you chew into it, you get your popcorn, you get your grape, and then it just starts, all those flavors start melting together. Like, you get that Kool-Aid flavor, and then the salt, the pickle, you get with it. And then you get your cherry, and that's another different stage.
Yeah.
Yeah. Baby it.
Stop
looking at me like that, dude.
Open it!
Go ahead. Now, I was just going to mention the cherry flavor in this one, I believe.
Which
was one? Was
the
was
Monster
really,
Mash.
The Monster Mash, yeah.
Uh-huh.
Was really good. I mean, it's cherry, but it's like the watermelon one. It's there, but it's not overwhelming. So I can't wait to taste.
So try one first, one of each, and then you pop it together.
Okay.
So try one red, one purple.
Okay.
See it?
Yeah. Hold on. You're going to have to look
for really that. So once you're done with that one,
it's just like, you know, at the end, once you're done chewing on that one, you get that Kool-Aid. And you know what it reminds me of when I was a kid? I used to freeze my Kool-Aid in the freezer. You know how I used to make
the ice cream? Yeah, the old popsicles.
Yeah, so that cherry flavored one, that grape and stuff like that, that's what it reminds me of, because at the end you have that Kool-Aid left over in the back. So that's what it reminds me when I was a child. And, you know, we didn't have to go buy raspas. We didn't have a raspas stand anywhere close to us, so we had to make our own raspas.
Oh my God.
It's amazing, bro. It's amazing. Hey, take care of that baby. That's my baby.
It's gone.
It's gone.
Yeah.
Come back to daddy. Come back to daddy.
Shh.
I don't care.
I'm closing this back one.
That's the 3-second rule.
Well, this is coming back with guys. Like I said, I am a Piccadilly fanatic, man.
There it is, man.
This is amazing.
Piccadilly, dude.
Yes, it is, man. This it is. Yeah. I'll put this bad boy right here.
That is so good.
Yeah. Taste that pickle, right?
Yeah. You can have that flavor.
It's just that flavor that's really good, man. Like I say, it's just having those different, unique flavors. And there's a lot of people that love popcorn, but they want the different. They want to taste. You know, and I have just a certain crowd for Piccadilly and just espresso, and then everybody. Like, I was trying to do away with the espresso. I can't. I have people asking me for it.
It's good, man. The coffee mix is actually really good.
It is.
Somebody was asking me, coffee?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's coffee mix. It's really good. It really is. I mean, every single flavor that we've tasted here is just different and amazing.
And it's amazing.
I know you have more flavors, but I don't want to dive into so many.
We've only got an hour.
Time out, baby. No, man, but it's amazing how a popcorn kernel, if somebody really infuses it the way they want it to taste, it can go a long way.
Well, I don't think it's just popcorn. I think you're tasting like a chef who actually cares.
Yeah, man.
You're actually tasting my heart and soul into it, mind and my wife. Yes, I put all my dedication into it.
It's
amazing. From the heart. And then again, it's for my team, and it's just not myself. It's my team that makes us. You know what I mean? It's just not me and my wife. You know, it's just a team that works for me and that helps me out. So
go ahead. What were you saying there, audience member?
I want that 9x6 bag.
Yeah, that's 9x6. Yeah, this one's coming home with me. And Matt, oh my God, here we go. And I know Peacock's part of the. Of the Cafe Cheeseman, if I'm mistaken.
He's a rep ambassador,
whatever he says. Imagine a whiskey caramel.
You know, that's the third person that tells me with whiskey. It's, I think I'm going to look into that one.
Here we go.
The bourbon flavored.
Shut up.
In the words of my CEO,
I have a buddy that does it.
Guy could shut up, scare me one time.
Work on something like that.
Oh, you got a buddy of it.
It's amazing. The flavors are amazing, man. I mean,
anywhere you put your hand is just all different.
Yeah.
It's like I'm a drunk and I'm jumping from bar to bar.
I'm bar hopping, my man. I am bar hopping.
Let me get a little bit of this, a little bit of that, a little bit more of this. But it's amazing, bro. You have the golden ticket, man. This is the golden ticket, literally.
I see nothing but success.
Yeah.
Thank you.
You taste nothing but success.
Thank you. We really, really appreciate it.
Yeah, man.
It's really, really good. It's something to me. I mean, growing up through the years, going to San Antonio, going to Dallas, Houston, and seeing kettle corn itself, you know, I've tasted it before, but it was the traditional sweet and salty.
So see, you know? my thing was like every time I went to, like, you know, after I found out about the, you know, the kettle corn, I would go get a turkey leg and sweet and salty kettle corn. That was my thing,
right?
But then I've always liked it. I like popcorn. You know, we have popcorn all over the house,
right?
You know, and so I was just like, gotta do something different. So it's worked out,
bro. It's amazing. Everything you're doing is at top notch. Nothing but success to you and your wife, man. This is a blessing in disguise, buddy.
Yeah,
it's a blessing in disguise.
Another great.
Not that many calories.
If you put the sugar aside, there's no calories.
There you go. There you go.
Technically, it's a vegetable.
It's a vegetable. You see, Mom, I like vegetables. But that's awesome, bro. First of all, I want to say thank you for taking the time to come out to the Chewing It Podcast, man.
Thank you, you're
coming out, bringing all this deliciousness with you. A bit of heaven, pretty much.
Thank you. It really means a lot to us.
Yeah, dude, it's really good.
Dips on that roasted corn.
We never got that roasted corn out. Have you not tasted it?
No.
The roasted corn?
No. You better have one close.
Not give you any?
You better have one close. You have one close, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
Because I swear to God, if you don't.
Well, watch out. They're going to fall.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God. Go deep, baby.
Hey, go deep. Here we go.
Watch out. Don't begin to say me up, Jerry.
This is a roasted corn. This is starting to man. You don't even want to stop
playing
in peace.
I got Quez on the floor drowning in popcorn.
Oh, no.
Terrible. Yeah, and then he goes, oof, roasted corn is delicious. Yes, it is.
That's probably my newest one on that one right there.
This one, the first, if you're watching the podcast at the very beginning of the show, this is what introduced me into your product. When I tasted it, he goes, yeah, man, I bought this. He told me, yeah, I bought it. There's a guy out there selling kettle corn. Check it out. And I go, oh, okay, I'll check it out. And I go, wow, I've tasted kettle corn. Usually, it's always been the sweet and the salty. He's like, I'll give it a shot. And as soon as I got three, it tossed them. I'm like, hello.
All right.
This is new. So I was like, and all of a sudden, man, like, I went for it. Like, man, the guy goes, hey, bro, it's for everybody. Not today, it isn't.
Then you shouldn't have given me.
I gave my sister one when I started. I gave her a bag, and she works over there at PSTA. So long story short, she shared it at the office. She bought 10 bags. That's all she bought, 10 bags for everybody in the office because everybody wanted that. Everybody bought it, got a bag.
But this so one, good. Yeah, this one, like I said, you can, it's like you're eating a vaso de elote, man. That's what it tastes like. Vaso, yeah, elote de vaso, man.
Let's try it.
No, this is not going to be open.
Open it.
Open it. Oh, okay. But yeah, the first, I you guys can taste it, man. I've tasted it before. I'm really lucky to this one. Like I said, my buddy bought some today also. He goes, hey, you know, I got this guy coming to the podcast. He goes, you do? He goes, yeah, dude. Oh, you're so lucky. I go, you're going to get a bag? Oh, I'm going to get some bags. Yeah. You're going to be to work? They're not coming to work. They're not coming to work.
You know, like that. That's
good just look at Chu's reaction. Look at Chu's reaction when he tastes it. You're gonna freak.
Oh, my God.
And you can taste. You can even smell it, dude. You can
look at Chris's
face. He went to gold mode right there, buddy.
The more. Like you're eating the elote pretty good.
It's like you're eating elote en vaso, man. That's what it tastes like. It's so good. It's amazing.
That is literally elote.
Now I can make up my mind.
Yeah, it's amazing. The flavor is just truly amazing, man. Bro. It's mouth watering. Guys, like I said before, I was we're about an hour and 1 minute to the podcast. We're gonna go and start wrapping it up right now because I know the podcast guys end up screwed with all our audio stuff.
Yeah, but something's about that.
Yeah. So by the way, a big shout out to Chu for our new little Chu and Ooh sign back there in the back, which lines up the little characters in the back.
Yes.
So that's a nice little thing back there. I want to say thank you once again. For the second time, for coming out, man, bringing this with you, nothing but success.
Thank you
for you and your wife, man, and your family. You do like Quez was saying and Chu was saying, it is the golden ticket. This is the one. This is the one. And people, if you're out there, you haven't tasted this, you got to come out, test, go out, look for these guys. There's a QR code right here. Look them up. Click on there, get the flavors you want, you know. And if there isn't a flavor that they don't have, bring it up. Maybe they could try making it. They can try. I'm not going to say they're going to make it. Oh, here you go. No, they got to taste it first. They're not just going to release it.
Yo quiero uno que se prueba de chile y frijol. No, it's not going to work like that.
No.
Con enchilada de lado.
No, nothing like that.
Enchilada popcorn.
No, that's a good one.
Like and share and follow us, guys. On social media, Facebook, Instagram, TikTok, and we really, really appreciate it. And thank you so much for the opportunity for let us come out here and just present our stuff to y'all and to
it's
everybody.
Amazing. No, it's
that's
amazing.
Watching it again, and we're blessed through you all that we get this opportunity show you this.
No.
And it's an honor for us. Thank you. And it really, really made it from the bottom of our hearts. Thank you.
No, thank you.
Really
thank you for bringing
man.
All these flavors.
You're enjoying
man.
That. That makes me happy. You enjoying these flavors. That's what I
expect. Ya me lo quitaron, ¿ves? Ya me lo quitaron, pa. I told you,
whatever you say, Chunk.
Ooh, your daddy's mad.
Oh, my God. But no, like I said, thank you so much for taking the time to come out here, have a little fun with us on our podcast. You're more than welcome to come back again. More than likely, I'm probably – oh, hold on. I got some people asking right here. He goes, get your school fundraisers going with Milo's car. Yes, yes.
Yeah, absolutely.
And then here you go. I got my wife's car. I thought you and your brother were on a diet. Yeah.
Lay off me. Get off my car. Hey. Lay off.
That's cheating. They cheated. Leave us alone. Honey. Come on, honey.
Milo, the Karate Kid kennel. Popcorn. Hey, that's right, baby. Yeah, we're starting that bandana up there. Hell yeah. Come buy it. I'll be buying soon. Yeah, buddy. But Peacock's a character, bro. If I were to get Louie, Ama, and Peacock in the sim room, that would be a very interesting podcast.
No, man, we never get a word in
it. We're never going to finish the podcast. But no, like I said, man, thank you so much for coming out. I do appreciate it. And nothing but
success.
Man. Thank you, guys. It looks like it's already going that way, and you got fans already tuning in. Already, I think I had about 7 or 8 clicks already in the QR code. They're already registering to find out where you are and when your next stop is.
Please come back anytime you want.
Oh, they're coming back. Even
I know the Diamond District. Just, the Diamond District. You're working with them.
Yeah, I'm working with them.
Okay. I'll make sure my elementary.
There you go. There you go.
With an elementary right now, so
Yeah. But I was gonna say for sure. Even if I can't get them in for December, mm-hmm. for sure if I get a hold of them beforehand and if we can buy a bag of that peppermint one, if you come up with that peppermint one,
I gotta work on
that. We will promote the living hell out of it. I'm not sure it'll make it to the show, but we'll promote
it. Oh, what's going on, show?
So today's podcast. We have Lou Diamond Phillips. Sorry, Lou. What the hell are you eating? Don't worry about it. Mind your business.
Look away.
Look away, Richie. No, but yeah, man, like I said,
To David Norick, please don't judge us.
Oh, yeah, please, David.
This is just one moment.
Yeah. It's a cheat day, David.
Let us
have our moment in the sun. No, like I said, all success to you, man, and nothing but love.
Thank you.
You got a lot of people that are probably going to be going your way after this podcast, or even more that saw it, probably end up going to Fresco or looking for your next location. Thank you once again, man.
We will see you
next time, all right? Guys. This was an amazing podcast.
This has been an amazing, delicious show.
Delicious freaking
Very
show.
Very delicious. Yeah,
oh, my gosh. I got Quez coming behind me.
It's good.
Because Quez is still munching on that, roasted corn.
It's the roasted corn.
Yeah, this.
The bag's half gone.
Good job, point. That's the drug. Now you can see, leave that one for real. This probably come again later. guys. Thank you for so much watching the podcast. Next week, we got Mr. Crazy Eyes coming, Music and Beyond. Really? We'll be here next Thursday.
Really?
It's going to be a good one. Come on in, check that out. Quez will be back on the mic. I told Quez to take a day off because he's going to want to taste test all this popcorn that came in.
We're not done.
Oh, there's more. Wait, there's more. But thank you so much, man, for tuning in. Oh, here's a big shout out to you. Here you go, Ernie. This reminds me of the Scarface scene where he sits in his chair. Yeah, pretty much.
Right.
Pretty much. We're there. We're right there, Ernie. We're right there.
One more for the last one.
Oh, hold on.
Oh my God.
Hold on. Bring one more bag, guys.
So you take one cheese, one caramel.
Here you go. One cheese, one caramel.
One cheese, one caramel.
Oh, it has a kick. The cheese has a kick.
Okay, this is
the twisted one you were talking
about. That's a twisted caramel.
Twisted caramel with cheese, right?
Yeah.
All right, I'll wait till everybody gets
there. Whatever happened.
Have a great. Ready?
What is it? Watch it. She's gonna make you cough for sneeze, but it's good.
Okay, go. Ready? 3, 2, 1. Oh! Oh my God! Hey, Quez, I left the building.
Get back here!
That was.
What do you think?
Wow!
The cheese has a kick, it has a spicy kick, but the caramel pretty much smooths it out. Very good. Very good. Guys, we're going to continue tasting. Oh, you can't see us eating anymore, guys. Or hear us on audio eating anymore. Because that's chewing at his own gum.
Oh, happy day.
We're never going to leave, bro. We will see you next week, Thursday at 7:30 with Beyond Music, right? Music and Beyond. Music Beyond. Sorry, my bad. Shit, yes. We will see you next week. Ready? 3, 2, 1. Later, Gators! Peace out, guys. A rhythmic blend in a podcast where fun won't end.